There's two things you need to remember here. One, the total weight of the aircraft, the maximum gross weight of the airplane for this figure is 2,300 pounds. 2,300 pounds. That's the maximum gross weight of the airplane for the normal category. The max amount of weight that this airplane can be and still remain in the utility category is 2,000 pounds. So anything over 2,000 pounds, the airplane is now in the normal category. 2,000 pounds or less, it's in the utility category, providing the moment is within the utility envelope. The other thing you need to know about this is that the weight of the airplane does not include the weight of the oil. Well, guess what? For each and every question that you're going to get, the oil is 8 quarts. That's 15 pounds. So if you just remember, the oil is going to, you have to add 15 pounds when you do the oil. It's not included in the empty weight of the airplane. Every one of these problems give you the empty weight of the airplane. Let's take a look at a couple of them and just keep in mind the gross weight of the airplane is 2,300 pounds and the weight of the oil is not included, so we have to add 15 pounds. One question says, what's the maximum amount of baggage that can be loaded on board the airplane for the CG to remain within the moment envelope? Well, what they're really looking for is how much baggage can you put on the airplane, because it will be within limits. So we take the empty weight of the airplane, 1350. Now I've got a little calculator here, and as I'm talking, I'm punching the numbers into the calculator, and I'm looking at the question, and I'm reading the question. It says empty weight is 1350 pounds. Now, I'm not going to do the moments for this particular example because I don't need to. Here's why. 1350 plus pilot and front passenger 250 plus rear passenger 400 plus baggage. Well, they're asking how much baggage can you load on board the airplane, okay? Fuel, 30 gallons. Well, 30 gallons of fuel is 6 pounds per gallon, is 180 pounds, plus oil is 8 quarts, 15 pounds. Enter. 2,195 pounds without baggage. The gross weight of the airplane is 2,300 pounds. So if I find the difference between the weights that they gave me, 2,195 and 2,300, I get a total of 105 pounds difference. All of my answer choices are 105 pounds or more. Since 105 pounds is the most amount of baggage I can take, the other answer choices are greater than 105 pounds. That's the answer I'm going for. That is the correct answer. There are other problems that require you to determine the moment of the airplane. There's even one that says, what is the moment and the aircraft category? Let's do one of those, okay? Calculate the moment of the airplane and determine which category is applicable. The difference between the graph method and the table method is the graph method is not giving you the arms. You have to look the moments up on the graph method. So it's a little bit more involved. It's a little slower to work if you're using a calculator, but it's not a big deal. Let's do it. In these problems, we have to plot the moment. The question gives you the weight, and in this case, for the empty weight of the airplane, it does give you the moment, and it's already been divided by 1,000. And the table, the moment table, is already divided by 1,000 also, 1,000 pound inches. So let's do this problem. I'm going to add up the total weights, okay? The empty weight of the airplane is 1,350 pounds, plus the pilot and front passenger is 310 pounds, plus the rear passengers are 96 pounds, plus the fuel is 38 gallons. Well, 38 gallons times 6 pounds per gallon is 228 pounds, plus oil is 15 pounds. Remember, you have to add oil on all of these problems. So I get 1,999 pounds. All right, the weight of my airplane, I don't know what the moment is, but the weight is 1,999 pounds. So that puts me conceivably within the utility category. I don't know until I plot my moment where my line falls, because I don't know what the center of gravity is, the aircraft loaded moment in this case. So we have to determine that. We do that by going to the graphs. Now, if the manufacturer just gave us the arm, we could just take the weights, multiply them times the arm, and we'll come up with these moments, which we could then divide by the weight and come up with a center of gravity and see where it falls in the table. But this manufacturer does not give us the arms. We have to go to the loading graph and derive them. And then once we derive them, we have to add them up. So it's kind of a tedious process. They give you the moments / 100 of the airplane. The pilot and front passenger, 310 pounds. We have to go to the graph. So you enter the graph by going up the diagonal line where it says pilot and front passenger, and you go up that line as far as you need to go for a weight of 310 pounds. At that point, you make a mark on the graph and you drop it straight down, and you get a moment from the bottom of the graph. If you go up the pilot and front passenger line until it reaches the load weight pounds of about 310, and then drop that straight down, you'll exit the chart on the bottom and you'll have 11.5 pound inches. So now we have the first number, 11.5, that we can add to our empty weight moment / 1,000 of 51.5. 51.5 plus 11.5 plus the next moment we have to figure out is for the rear passenger. The rear passenger is 96 pounds. The rear passenger line is that long line that says rear passengers on it. So we go along that line until we come up with 96 pounds, which is just a hair under 100, and we drop that straight down, and that comes out to 7.0. So we're going to add 7 to what we already have. And then we take the fuel of 228 pounds. And the 228 pound mark is right on the fuel line right there. We drop that straight down. It comes out of the graph at 11. So we're going to add 11 to our moment. And the oil it's not graphed. It's telling you it's minus 0.2. Don't they make it easy? Minus 0.2. So now I'm going to minus 0.2 and come up with a total moment here of 544.3. Come up with a total of 80.8. So when I added all my moments, 51.5, 11.5, 7, 11, and then minus 0.2, I get 80.8 pound inches. My moment is 80.8. So now I go in the bottom graph and I go to 80.8, just under 81, and I bring that up to 1,999 pounds, and the mark is right on the corner of the utility category. It's in the utility category. It's right on the line there. So it's 80.8, utility category. That's my answer. That's my final answer. There's one other question. It works the exact same way. They give you slightly different values. Of course, the basic empty weight is the same. Pilot and front seat passengers are 380, and the fuel is 48 gallons. Oil is, of course, 8 quarts. You work it the same way. What you'll get is 79.2 normal category. There's one other problem which is really fun to work. And it asks you, what is the maximum amount of fuel that can be aboard the airplane on takeoff if loaded as follows? Well, all we need to do is do the weights here. We don't have to mess with the moments. We just do the weights. So the basic empty weight is 1350. So you take 1350 plus pilot and front passenger 340 plus rear passenger 310 plus baggage 45 plus oil. We know how much that is, right? 15 pounds equals 2,060 pounds. Well, my gross weight is 2,300 pounds. So if I take the difference between 2,300 and 2,060, I get a total of 240 pounds. I can carry 240 pounds of fuel. But the problem asks you for the answer in gallons. Well, 6 pounds per gallon, 240 pounds. If I divide 240 by 6, I come up with 40 gallons. I can take 40 gallons of fuel on board the airplane. And that's it for Figure 35.